Let's begin with the verb ending ihren. Michelle Thomas taught you organisieren, to organise. Telefonieren, to telephone. What was to repair?
Reparieren.
Yeah, reparieren. And to work in the sense of to function?
Funktionieren.
Ja, funktionieren. All these ihren words, spelt I-E-R-E-N, are, Michelle Thomas said, of French extraction. So, how would you say to reserve in German?
Reservieren.
That's right, reservieren. Think of it this way. Drop off the last vowel in the English word, here the E on the end of reserve, then, sticking with the last consonant, add your ending ihren, reservieren. Now imagine you have arrived at a German hotel. How would you say, I would like to reserve a double room, please? Do you remember the word for room?
Zimmer.
Yes, Zimmer. That's capital Z-I-M-M-E-R. Bearing in mind that Michelle Thomas told you a German P shifted to an English B, work out what a double room is in German.
Doppelzimmer.
Doppelzimmer. Well done if you guessed correctly. You had to change the vowel sound slightly, double to doppel, and I hope you pronounced the Z as though it was a T-S, Z, Doppelzimmer. Zimmer and our new compound two-brick word, Doppelzimmer, are das words. Michelle Thomas explained the three German genders to you, masculine, feminine and neuter. For a neuter word, the is
das.
Das. And the neuter word for a is
ein.
That's right, das and ein. Let's now say, I would like to reserve a double room, please. First, I would like.
Ich möchte.
Ja, ich möchte. Remember, if you use the handle möchte, the second verb goes to the end of the sentence. Word order is one of German's little quirks, but it's nothing to get worked up about. German children make mistakes when they first start speaking, but in time it becomes instinctive because it just sounds right. That'll happen for you too. So how would you say, I would like to reserve a double room, please?
Ich möchte ein Doppelzimmer reservieren, bitte.
Well done. Ich möchte ein Doppelzimmer reservieren, bitte. If das Einzelzimmer is a single room, work out a twin-bedded room, a two-bedroom.
Ein Zweibettzimmer.
Ja, ein Zweibettzimmer. If with a bath is mit Bad and with a shower is mit Dusche, how would you say, we would like to reserve a single room with a bath and a twin-bedded room with a shower?
Wir möchten ein Einzelzimmer mit Bad und ein Zweibettzimmer mit Dusche reservieren.
Wir möchten ein Einzelzimmer mit Bad und ein Zweibettzimmer mit Dusche reservieren. If you're phoning a restaurant, you may want to reserve a table inside, drinnen, by the window, beim Fenster, or outside, draußen, or on the terrace, auf der Terrasse. Listen out for that in drinnen, and aus, meaning out, in draußen. A well-matched pair, drinnen and draußen. A table is ein Tisch, but here you'll say einen Tisch. I'll explain why in segment two. So how would you say, a table for six, inside by the window, please?
Einen Tisch für sechs, drinnen beim Fenster, bitte.
Einen Tisch für sechs, drinnen beim Fenster, bitte. Richtig. And now, a table for eight, outside, on the terrace.
Einen Tisch für acht, draußen auf der Terrasse.
Einen Tisch für 8, draußen auf der Terrasse. Now, how would you say to serve? Serve in the sense of serving up food.
Servieren.
Good, servieren. Let's ask, when do you serve breakfast? Breakfast in German is Frühstück. That's capital F-R-U umlaut H, S-T-U umlaut C-K. Michelle Thomas taught you that früh means early. Stück actually means piece. So Frühstück means an early piece of food, of course. German bricklaying in action, Frühstück. Now, how would you say when?
Wann?
Gut, wann. Remembering to use Sie, as you are talking to someone who is not a friend or relative, how would you now say, when do you serve breakfast?
Wann servieren Sie Frühstück?
Wann servieren Sie Frühstück? Very good. Especially if you remember to pronounce the st in Frühstück as though it has a sh before the t. Frühstück. If lunch is das Mittagessen, your midday eat, and dinner is das Abendessen, the evening eat, how would you say, until when do you serve lunch? For until, use bis. So once again, until when do you serve lunch?
Bis wann servieren Sie Mittagessen?
Bis wann servieren Sie Mittagessen? Gut.